Today's podcast is the third episode of Pastor Josh Asks. In my recent two sermons, we looked at when we become a Christian and attend a church, we sign up to know God and be changed by Him. So it made sense to ask the group my third question, how is Jesus working in your life? I enjoyed hearing their answers and I hope you do too. Thank you for listening and God bless.
I would say I see how Jesus is working in my life is with Ethan and I. So along with starting our small group and in this past year, I think we have both grown tremendously in our faith with each other and individually. And so when you asked me that, that's immediately what I thought of is just how we connect at a deeper level with Christ, with each other, in our workplaces, with our friends. It's just been a really transformational year for us. And that's just, I think, all to our Bible study and our small group and just being more dedicated and more intentional with Christ.
More ways than I can imagine at this point. Even if you asked me that 2 years ago, I think it had been a different answer altogether. And just the patience that I've been able to go through and kind of evaluate for myself, as well as just kind of professional career and just the family life that I've been able to go through and kind of implement it in, and just the growth that Sarah and I have seen, just being able to go through and worship together, the Bible studies, the 20s, 30s group, just the way we've been able to serve throughout the church, especially trustees, Sarah's nurture, just every other aspect that we've been able to really dive in and be part of the family, it's amazing. Just what has changed in our life, and especially just the way I can go through now and following the message that I was able to go through and fill in with your absence, that also really has changed my life and allowed me to go through and do a lot more self-reflection, and that in itself has changed my life already.
I think Jesus has allowed me to do things in my life that I would never be able to do on my own. I have a fear of public speaking, and He's allowed me to get up and do that somewhat comfortably. I also would say in a crazy world, Jesus in my life makes it calm, gives me joy and peace, and I am able to appreciate all my blessings much more and realize that sharing God's light in the world around me is very, very important.
I feel Jesus is helping me get through the little things here lately. More of not that I have a whole lot of large items going through, but it's trying to give more grace to people. I think that's where He's helping me the most.
I think right now, giving me the opportunity to start getting more involved in kind of the runnings of the church by being the lay member at annual conference and serving on the SPRC as well as the council. I'm kind of learning how more of that works. The book study I'm doing with Pastor Josh and Ethan Rice right now on leadership to kind of progress some skills in that area, as well as opportunities of getting to fill the pulpit when pastor is gone, something I enjoy doing, and kind of getting to use some of my gifts in that area to share, I guess, some of my, I wouldn't say knowledge, but my opinion or my look at certain things, which is nice. So just several things going on right now that's helping me to grow in my faith and make them stronger in that aspect, as well as trying to project that to other people within our congregation and hopefully people in Burlington and around.
Jesus is really working to help me experience and trust in His extravagance. I think I limit my own worthiness and His capacity to work His amazingness through us or through me, and then I think I do that to our church too. And so I'm trying to listen more and learn more personally and apply that to myself and to our church, because I think His extravagance is so huge that we need to grow to just be able to accept it. And I'm excited for that in my personal life and also in our church life.
I'll be honest, my own personal relationship with Christ has its highs and lows. I've struggled with all the loss in our church, in our community, in our world. I'm always at a high when I see new members and births and marriages. My lows show up when I hear about the evolution of our United Methodist doctrine and the dissension that it creates. It's confusing to me, yet when I can pray and focus on the blessings I've received, the anxiety and fear reside. Christ is always there to let me know that He's got this, and that His love for me will not waver. It reassures me that surrounding myself with a congregation of persons who can love like this, like we do, will keep me moving, will keep me above the uncertainty and all the confusion.
Jesus has been working in my life for as long as I can remember. I was brought up in the church. My grandpa even played the organ at Waverly, and my mother and aunt both sang in the choir. After several family members passed on, I drew away from the church. And it took me a long time to really realize what I was missing. I moved to Kansas City, went to work, and actually drawing away from what little family I had left and friends brought home what I was missing. I remarried in Kansas City and we joined a small church, in the Methodist Church in North Kansas City. And that's kind of what brought me back. That church was like home. It was a small church. And they were always there for us. When my husband passed away of cancer, they were there. And I still stay in touch with a lot of those people. And so, yeah, He's always worked in my life. I know He's there. And, you know, being between retirement and COVID, I've spent more time reading God's Word and trying to see people as God sees them. Sometimes with all the violence and stuff going on, that's hard to do. But, yeah, I've spent a lot more time reading His Word. And that's what brings it back. That's what's going on in my life. And the wonderful church here.
I think, Jesus and God continue to try to shape me into being a better person, into making me question my motives for doing things and my actions. I think there's no doubt that Jesus is still working on my soul, and I think that continues until the day you die. I can think of a couple of particular things, you know, that have happened over the last, it's been a couple decades now, but certain things I've had to deal with health-wise that have made me more aware of other people's problems, more aware of their health issues. Whereas, 30 years ago, I thought, hey, you're just lazy. You know, that's why you're feeling badly. Or, you're not taking care of yourself. Well, when it happens to you, it makes you rethink about everybody's issues. Everybody has issues and problems, and I think that's God's way of bringing us, making us more thoughtful.